Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, indeed, it is a Friday. Doug Carr's flying solo today as Gators got the day off. Happy holidays, everyone. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Let's shift gears and talk a little bit about the Lions. So they lose yesterday 23-16, and there's obviously a lot to chew on here, but probably the only thing people want to talk about is Matthew Stafford. He threw two interceptions. He threw them late in the game, the last two drives, the first one with the score tied at 16, which it probably shouldn't have been. The Lions probably should have been up 17-16. But it was against the blitz, and Stafford either threw late or just made a bad decision and simply should have thrown it away. But it got picked, taken back to the house, and the Bears never looked back. But Stafford did drive him in the scoring range on a third down, threw to the end zone to Michael Roberts, and that got intercepted. Here's what Stafford had to say after the game about the first interception.
I saw him coming out of center field. Just thought we had outflanked him, thought Mike was out wider than he was, which was the truth. It was just didn't get it to him quick enough. You know, he did a good job undercutting it and obviously made a great play.
Okay. What about the second one into the end zone?
Hard to say. I mean, obviously more repetitions are better, but, you know, it's kind of a, he doesn't run a whole lot of those routes against a corner off coverage a whole lot. So, you know, I was trying to make sure I didn't, you know, hold on to the ball too long, just try to get it out and, put it in a bad spot.
The first one, in my view, was way worse than the second one. But they were both bad. There is a degree of irony about the second one, because my first thought was he was trying to throw it away, which is what everybody asked him to do against Chicago and Minnesota, was he had to just get rid of the ball. It was pretty clear to me that the game plan against the Bears was to get the ball out quick. He took six sacks the last time, and eventually, you were going to be able to run some double moves and some deeper stuff, and they did. Remember, they got that pass to Galladay. I think play action worked, and I think the, you know, the fact that they've been throwing short all day is what allowed for that. But here's the thing about Matthew Stafford, and I've had this concern all season long, and the guys I work with on a regular basis have said they don't think they're going to win big ever with Matthew Stafford, and I haven't given up on that as a possibility. I think this is a very flawed football team. But with that in mind, one thing that Stafford had always excelled at was late game heroics. And it feels like it's been a while that he's consistently been able to put that together. I mean, he was doing that on a consistent basis, winning games late. And, you know, he had the football twice in the fourth quarter. Didn't get it done. And in fact, I would argue that was by far his biggest strength, was late game heroics. And I mean, if you take that away, meaning early struggles, team falls behind, and you're not going to come back, well, what do you got? You know, I mean, my Stafford concern was at some point every quarterback kind of crests and starts down the far side of his career. Is that happening with Matthew Stafford? Or is Stafford need still a quarterback that needs help, and a lot of that help has been taken away? I think even the people that say, and there's going to be critics, I get it. If you don't like him and you never have, that's fine. But I think even the people that don't like him and never have can admit this is his worst. This is feeling like his worst year. He looks worse this year than in previous years. And some of it is not a surprise, right? They took away Golden Tate. Eric Ebron was always open. And are the tight ends always open? Is Golden Tate, who was his favorite receiver over the last few years? No, he's not around. I mean, there's reasons that would make you expect a struggle. But, of course, I still think this guy should be making more plays and specifically not making that bad play. I've grown accustomed to Matthew Stafford being good with the game on the line late in games. Well, doesn't look like that's been the case of late. So, a thrown away opportunity to beat the Bears on Thanksgiving. And there was some head coaching stuff that was weird too. I think the clock management at the end of the game, maybe a lack of sense of urgency to allow for another possession if necessary. If you don't score, get the ball back. Then they could have got the ball back. And when I watched that play, that third and 10 run, and I watched Jared Davis's angle to the ball, I went, oh, no. I was really the moment he ducked inside to blocking, I think it was a tight end, instead of forcing Cohen to come back inside, you could see that Cohen was going to get the edge, and then it was a matter of, is anybody going to step up and make this tackle? Is there anybody out there waiting? And the answer obviously was no. But then there's the two-point conversion when I thought Tony Romo made a great point. Yeah, you go for two, but if you don't go for two, they're going to be the ones that have to convert the two-point conversion. They've already tried one. They probably ran their two-point play, and it didn't work. So they've already run their best two-point play. They'll have to come back and try another one. I thought it was a pretty shaky decision. 248-539-9797. From an unnamed texter, Tony Romo made a few comments that were telling. He said the Lions players look like they're standing around on offense. The team is going through the motion. That teams are going to motion and misdirection, which the Lions don't do. Then commented, he's very good friends with Stafford. That tells me that this is what Stafford is telling Romo, in my humble opinion. Also, the Lions tight ends can't get open. When they do, they get hit in the helmet with the ball. If Ebron plays for us, we win by 10. I will tell you that I was one of the few voices in Detroit yelling about losing Eric Ebron. And I know that everybody was upset at me for being upset about that. My point on Ebron was he got open. He got open. He was dangerous after he caught it. He had the dropsies. I suspected that we would hear some story that he walked in Matt Patricia's office the first time and got into an argument with him or was a cancer in the locker room. We haven't heard that story, and I would suppose that's still a possibility. But this team misses having a tight end that was open. His drop rate was annoying. And whatever he had, 90 targets last year, his drop rate, whatever it was, and then they signed Luke Wilson, that if you went back the previous 3 years, his drop rate of his last previous 90 targets was actually worse. And sure, he cost less, but Ebron was useful. Ebron was useful. And I mean, there's a feasibility argument that they tried to get Rob Gronkowski and he was going to be their replacement for him. But hey, man, you got to make it work with what you have. That was a winnable game. And if the quarterback makes plays late, I think they win it. And I had grown accustomed to the quarterback making plays late, but a trend is starting to turn a little bit. And that's an issue.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.